The kids of Elm Street don't know it yet, but something is coming to get them.
There's something out there, isn't there?
You just see cuts happen.
What did that, Lieutenant?
I don't know.
Tina!
What's the coroner got to say?
He's in the jaw and puking since he saw it.
They're gonna kill me for sure.
Did you do it?
There was somebody else there.
He was locked in a room with a girl who went in alive and came out in a rubber bag.
No one knows where it came from or who it will visit next.
Nancy?
There's something wrong with you. You're imagining things.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
No.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
She's the only one who can stop it. If she fails...
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
No one will survive. From Wes Craven, director of The Hills Have Eyes and Last House on the Left, a new masterpiece in fantasy terror, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Cassian.
And I'm Bill.
And today we have another season that we star in our broadcast is about movies that have, you know, series and remakes. So this time we pick...
Nightmare on Elm Street, your favorite.
That's why. It is my favorite childhood movies. I think it was the first horror movie I ever saw.
Really?
So give us all the information of my favorite movie.
Okay, so Nightmare on Elm Street was made in 1984, directed by Wes Craven. It's got a 7.5 rating on IMDb. It's stars John Saxton, Ronnie Blakely, and Heather Langenkamp. And the synopsis, the monstrous spirit of a slain child murderer seeks revenge by invading the dreams of teenagers whose parents were responsible for his untimely death. So he wasn't a child molester in this one.
Yeah.
But actually, in the original script, he was supposed to be a child rapist killer, but the company behind it wasn't too pleased about that, so they changed it to child murderer, which it does make more sense, because most people just don't kill children for no reason. Most of them are killed because they're molested. So to me, it makes more sense. So I actually think it does add a bit to the film, or take away a bit from the film. It makes it more like a little bit less believable that he just killed kids. It's more of like a fairy tale thing. Don't you think?
Yeah, it is. This movie, I think, because the director, I guess, he make this movie based in some New York and Los Angeles Times article that they call. Yeah, he found that some refugee, group from South Asia did die when they're asleep. And they are trying to find the cause. And one of them, that one time, one of the men wake up screaming, basically have some nightmare, and then die. So he wake up screaming and then pass away. So he got the idea of making a movie based on nightmares. It was Freddy Krueger that kills. So it was a great idea. Because I think it's such a unique story. To the point is, everybody sleeps. Everybody have nightmare. But a nightmare to the point that kills you in reality.
Yep.
So and I think it's
awesome. Everyone has to fall asleep sometime.
Yes, exactly. And that's the terrifying moment, because you cannot keep up this way, right? And that's why I love this movie. Because when I was younger, I was questioned. That's is real, you know. Is there a Freddy Krueger, or can we die when we sleep and stuff like that?
when I was a kid, I almost wanted to not like this because, but I love it. But because I was such a fan of Friday the 13th when I was a kid, when I was really young. And this movie was getting, like, when it came out, it got so much attention. I was like, what the hell? So it was almost like a rivalry between this and Friday the 13th. Now I see the original as much better than any of the Friday the 13th films.
But I see this movie in 90 something. I think maybe 93 or 94.
I probably saw it a little while after it came out. Like I was 10 when it came out. I probably saw it when I was like 11 or 12.
Yeah. So I saw in 93, 94, something like that, very late.
There's a killer in your dreams that if you died in your dreams, you died in real life. It was perfect for the kind of stuff that you would try to scare your friends about when you were young. It was a great idea. The only other film I could think of before that that had to do with if you fall asleep, you die kind of thing. It wasn't you die, but if you fall asleep, you change, and that's Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That's the only one I can think of that was before that that had to do with don't fall asleep.
And then they come up with the other one's Nicole Kidman. That one too was the Invasion, I think.
That's Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That's the remake. Yeah. Well, the fourth remake, but... Mm.
I like that one.
The worst one, I didn't even have that. But the first three I thought were really good. Anyway, I'm just saying
So let me say, since it's my favorite movie, let me say the story of this movie. So for you resume for you guys, probably everybody saw this movie already, but who didn't? So basically, it's a group of friends that live in the same kind of neighborhood, right? And look like. Some of them start having those nightmares, but look like some of them don't even talk about it. But they are having the same kind of nightmares, the same guy. And when they get together, you know, one of those nights, because one of the girls are really scared, she mentioned how he looked. And then they start saying, oh, he was in my nightmare, and this was in my nightmare, too. And then tragic, that girl that mentioned that she was terrified, and that's why she invited her friends over, fall asleep, and then she died in her sleep because Freddy came and killed her. So
I think the reason why they didn't want to talk about it is because maybe they thought it was like childish to be scared of your nightmares kind of thing. So they didn't want to like see it.
Yeah, especially the guys, right? Because, like, remember the guys was trying to make a joke of it, but they did dream the same, right?
See, I told you, they made jokes even though they're scared.
Yeah, but it's guys that don't want to show that they're wimps.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they think that if they show their fear, they're wimps. And that's wrong.
But it also makes you feel better when you joke about stuff that scares you.
Yeah, that... You know, yeah. So then in that night she died, and when she died, they blaming the boyfriend that was with her because he was sleeping with her in that night that she died, and they are blaming him because who gonna believe it was in the nightmare, right? So then the whole movie looked like the other friends start being more concerned about this nightmare that, you know. So then one by one and keep going. I don't want to say the details because everybody knows. So the whole movie is about Freddy is haunting every single friend. And now, since we already said that, I want to talk about it. Some mistakes over there that I saw in the movie. I think that scene with Freddy having long arms, I didn't like it much.
Yeah, most people say that.
Yeah, was too exaggerated. Like, you can see it's just like, I know it's a nightmare. It's supposed to be nothing real, you know. Mm-hmm. But basically, is you are showing that was real in that moment, right? And look like too doll, like a doll mannequin thing, silly. Another scene that I can say that I didn't like as much was when Nancy falls asleep, she asks her boyfriend to come to her bedroom and stay awake and wake her up when she starts having signs that she's having a bad nightmare. And when she falls asleep and she starts walking, she's in her nightmare already, she starts walking. And in that moment, she asks, you know, her boyfriend if he's there. And suddenly, he show up from the bushes saying, yeah, I'm here. So I start thinking, wait a minute, but he's supposed to be awake. How come he's in her dream? So I was like, no, he should at least just, they don't have to show him in person and had nightmares. Maybe just talking, saying, I'm listening, I'm awake, you know? But they show him in person in her dream, in her nightmare.
You can have someone in your dream and like
I can suck you in my dream.
I have no problem with that. Like she dreamed of him. That's it.
How you can dream of it somebody that is awake? And she's asking the question, are you awake?
Yeah, she dreamed of her asking him that he's awake, and she dreamed of him saying yes.
So you think that she was imagined that he was awake? So he was not awake at all?
Probably not, no.
So if it's that, they want to show that in her dream was showing that he was awake, but in the reality, he was sleeping already.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's that way, okay. But if they want to show that in that moment, he's still awake. And or then maybe, later, he falls asleep. That's why he was not listening to her at all.
He was awake, and she said it while she's like just talking in her sleep. Are you awake? And then he says yes.
Yeah, but he show up in her dream.
Yeah, because
from the bush, like, I'm here.
It's not hard to imagine that. It's just a dream.
It was awkward. I didn't like that scene. It's like, no. You know, I know in the other Nightmare Elm Street, I think in number 3, that they all can dream and be in the same dream together. So that make me think that, so he was sleeping and that's why he was in the dream too, with her, like the other Nightmare on Elm Street 3. So in the first one, if they want to look that way, so I mean he should be sleeping already. So anyways, was that part that was bothering me a little bit. The good thing of this, I don't like the end, look very fake when Freddy grabbed her mother from the door. Look like a fake mannequin. Wasn't looking no very real.
That's another scene that a lot of people complain about, that last scene with the mannequin.
Yeah, it was silly. And give you that question of, okay, nightmares still continue, but so she was sleeping again? That's why she had that whole scene in the end? Remember, because she turned her back and she said, I'm not scared anymore, bring my mom, my friends back, and blah, blah, blah. And then she wake up and was so much fog.
I don't think it makes much sense because he's supposed to be gone now. So I guess it's just to show that he's still around. Make sure you tune in for part 2.
Or look like she was sleeping. Because maybe. When she opened the door, right, she said, and it was so much fog. Do you notice the fog? And yeah, I knew it was sleep again. And I said, oh, shit, she's sleeping again. And it was that fog in the entrance of her house. And then her friends come with the car. Freddy, the car, the hoodie was Freddy's sweater. And her mother played dumb like always. She always played dumb in this movie, only drinking and just waving.
That's another thing people complain about usually with this film is that how the parents are not very important to the plot. They're almost like stupid parents. They don't really. It's like the children are the parents and the parents are the children. They're not very good personalities in the film. And what else do I hear people complain about? And they say that, I've heard people say that Heather Langenkamp isn't really that good of an actress. I don't know.
Just which one is that? Nancy?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. To me, it I don't care about that stuff. Yeah, every film has these things that are going to bug you, especially if you've seen them a million times. But to me, I think this film is definitely a classic. It's got so much going for it. It's mainly just the subject matter is so unique, and the story is so good, and the it has great atmosphere, especially when the dreams. There's great scenes with, especially when I love a scene when his face and hands come through the wall, and that effect was actually done better in this than it was in the remake. And in this, all he did was put like a spandex thing on the wall that he just put his face through. And I thought that it was a better effect.
Since you mentioned this actress Heather, right, the one playing Nancy, she beat over 200 actresses for this role.
Yeah.
Along with Jennifer Grey, Demi Moore, Courtney Cox, Tracy Gold, and Claudia Wells, the big names. She beat all of them to be in this role.
I didn't think she. I thought she was fine. Like I thought she fit the role. Like I don't. She's not like amazing or anything, but she's. I thought she suited it.
I did like her. She looked like innocent, very like a typical teenager girl, like high school girl.
Yeah.
She was not like. Like sometimes they put those actors that is hot and this and snobby and you know what I mean? Like I'm only gonna show boobies and shaking it up the butt and whatever. No, I think they did focus in this movie and the nightmare. Like what this movie wanna bring.
So you're telling me the movie benefited from not getting Courtney Cox or Demi Moore.
Yeah, it did. I like was a simple look girl. She's pretty. I don't say she's no good look. She's simple girl that was not in the movie to show boobs or anything else. She was there to play a terrifying high school girl.
I actually prefer when they don't do a famous person for a horror movie because it kind of takes me out of it. It's like I'm trying to be scared here. Wait, that's Courtney Cox. Like it's hard for me to take myself out of the situation when the person is too famous.
Mm.
But yeah. Anyway, I think it's got so much going for this film. I love like the lullabies it plays with the kids. It is a nightmare. The film plays.
Friend is coming for you. my kids still singing those things on and off.
Unique music that they don't have. Like nowadays, if you pick any horror film, it's hard to pick the music that goes with it. Back then, every horror movie had its own music, it seemed like, and this music was really memorable as well. And as soon as you hear it, you know that's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah. Like I said, my kids before watching those type of horror, my son loves Freddy Krueger. Like, you know, he's in love with Freddy Krueger. And before he even see the movie, he just like the way he looks. With the hands with knives, you know, and the face and the hat, the sweater. Like, everything fascinating him. It's like a scary a villain that for him is like a hero of the villains, you know. So, I mean, it's because it's not, I like horror movie that is like notable. Like before you even see the movie, give you that type of look that you like already, the way the villain look is memorable. And Freddy Krueger is memorable. I can say even the one from Halloween, Michael Myers, or it's not, for me, it's not a great movie, but the villain is. It, you know, everybody knows who is it. Every child who never saw the movie know who it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key for a good movie is like, you know, if you have one item that is great that people gonna remember, so you did something good.
How many times do you think you've watched this in your life?
I can say that when I was a kid, like I said, I saw in 93 or something like that. I went... And I rent the movie. and you have for 1 week, and I watch like every day. Every day. And then I wait, because you give your name to, you wait to be, you know, available. And then number two, and 1 week again, I watch every single day. Like, I was memorizing even the lines. And in that time, I was doing acting.
Surprised you stopped up after part three.
Huh?
I'm surprised you stopped after part three.
You know what, I stopped because, like, you know, my career was, I was very busy. So basically, I have no much time to watch Freddy's. And I guess was some part of my, like I said, you have to give your name in this, we call locadora, like a movie store, where you have to leave your name in there and see when it's available, right?
We had to do that sometimes too, yeah.
Yeah, and in Brazil was less movies available. There was not that many stores, like, you know, available to you rent a movie. And so I guess I did not have the opportunity to continue, because I think it took me a while to get part two. I don't watch like back to back, week by week. No, it's like maybe 1 year after or something like that. It was not easy to find it or something like that, you know? Surprised. And I think the part three, I think I saw here in Canada.
I'm surprised, because it, but by 93, almost all of them had been already made.
Yeah, I know. But it's Brazil was a little slow. Now, I guess the new generation is so damn lucky. So damn lucky, because you can have access for everything now.
It's lucky, but in a way, I kind of liked how it was back then, because it was almost like you found the film. You're all excited because you found it, you know, like you search for it really hard and you finally found it. So
that's
it was
too.
Like,
you excite online. I found it. It's work. It's no pausing.
No, but here you, anything you think of, just type it in and you'll find it. But back then I remember going into horror shops in Toronto. And I was almost like nervous, because when I first heard about these places in Toronto that had all these really hard to find horror movies that some might not even be appropriate to watch, I was like, okay, what kind of shady people are going to be at this place? So I was like a bit nervous about it. And then once you get there and you talk to them, it's like not a big deal. But I remember going to this. I used to go to this After Dark Video. And in Toronto, and it was like I found these films that I had heard about in books and stuff, but I never actually seen. So I was like, I was really, really excited while watching them. So I think that was part of the fun that's lost now. Which it is better now the way things are, but that's the kind of thing that I miss a little bit.
I think now is more accessible for everybody, and I think that's why people sometimes is less appreciated. And that time was hard, and every time you find something, you'll be more appreciated, you'll be more happy. And basically, I would prefer the old times, because you'd have a normal boyfriend that don't be in your cell phone for 24 hours. They actually would pay attention to what you say and what you do. Now, those days, you have a boyfriend that keep the cell phone and everything in their hands and don't pay attention to what you say or do.
Well, girls too.
Not me. You know that.
Girls are the worst guys.
But anyways, let's go back to the movie. So, I love this movie in every way. Another scene I want to mention that freaked me out was when Nancy's friend, she fell asleep at school, and the body of her friend in the bag show up. What? That was scary. Like, you know, in the door, and then she keep walking and walking, and then you know, this girl, basically it's Freddy Krueger, bumped to her.
At the school, huh? Yeah. You mean the scenes at the school?
Yeah, at the scene. Yeah, when she falls asleep. And then she fall the body and looked like somebody was dragging the body, right? You could see the blood in the floor. That was freaky. And then this girl bumped to her, and then no running, right? And then he turned and it was Freddy with the glove. Yeah. I love that scene too.
This is a film that I can see, like, adults love it, but I think kids really love it, because it really makes you use your imagination.
I know, it does. My son, years old, was watching again with me. And he was like, "You're gonna watch Freddy?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I said, "Do you see this one?" And he's like, "Yeah, I saw the first one. I want to see all of them. Can I watch with you?" Watch with you. And I'm gonna tell you guys, my son have a good stomach. This Bill can say to watch those bloody parts, you know. And I'm not saying to you go and expose for your kids, but I think that for me, that I have lots of kids. I have 5. And talking about the boys, one of them don't like horror, and one of them like everything, and one love horror and only horror. And that's the younger one, the 6 years old. And before he watched any horror movie, he already knew it, who Freddy Krueger was.
Yeah.
So he was a fan already, Freddy Krueger. Now, Bill, you can say how he was, right?
Yeah, he's a really, like, there's not too many horror villains that are as popular as him. He's really, really popular. I think over the years, I would say I've watched this at least like 30 times.
30? I think I watched more than you.
More than 30?
Yeah.
Really?
When I came here, I got the DVDs. Somebody gave me the DVDs. And somebody gave me only 1, 2, and 3. That's exactly what I saw. And I was watching on and on and on and on, like almost every day. I'm the type of person, if I like something, I watch every day.
Yeah.
Like guys, I'm going to tell you guys, like if I have something in my kitchen that can play like DVDs or Blu-ray, whatever it is, every time I cook or I clean the house, I play something. And I have access more for YouTubes. So I play my favorite shows. And it's repeating. If my kids, "Mom, you watch this 100 times every single day." And I say, "Doesn't matter. Just leave it." It's because I love something.
You should not like watching stuff that over and over again. You tell me.
What?
I remember when I met you and I want to show you films that I loved. You said you're gonna watch the same film again.
Yeah, I did, right? Yeah.
Well, like to me, yeah, I if it's a like this is on the rotation. There's certain films that I have that I make sure to watch like every year, and this is one of them.
You like Freddy too?
Of course, yeah.
Like Evil Dead.
It's in the group of films that I love and watch every year, yeah.
So, yeah. So, who's best? Evil Dead or Freddy Krueger?
I like Evil Dead more.
More? Really? But don't you think Freddy Krueger's story is better?
As far as story, yeah, I would probably give it to Nightmare on Elm Street.
How about the bloody part, the gore?
It's a great film. No, I'm not going to argue with you. It's a great film. I just prefer Evil Dead.
Yeah. Okay.
It's more when it comes to these films. It's more just on personal preference and what resonated with me more. So what rating would you give it?
I give this movie a 10.
10. Perfect. Yeah. 10.
You know why 10? Because it's that type of story that stay in my head. It's the type of scenes that stay in my head. It's a type of movie that give me feelings of fear, of question, like, you know, lots of things. And the acting was good enough, that type of movie that you don't need, you know, like overdone acting. Is need to look a little bit more real, more natural, and that's why I give to this movie. They no over exaggerate anything, just those two bad parts that I say I didn't like much, but all that beyond went great to me. So I give 10. Yeah. Freddy gonna be my villain.
I don't like giving 10 because there's always some flaws that I find afterwards, and I'm it's like I'm waiting for that perfect film to come out. So I don't think I rate anything in 10, but I think overall I think I'll give this a 9. Like there are some things that bug me when I watch it, but it's such a great story. It's done so well overall that yeah, I think it's like a 9.
Yeah,
maybe like a 9, maybe somewhere between a 9 and a 9.5, somewhere around there.
I think for me, the most important for me that I can see in this movie that make me give a big 10 is because it's such a great idea, like a great story idea that can continue for a long time, this movie. It's not like, okay, guys, I'm going to criticize a little bit of Halloween, okay? Michael Myers and Friday the 13th. They keep making that guy come alive, okay, when he's a human. Okay? So it's like he's not Jesus, okay? So he keep coming. So it's something unreal. But when you bring in Freddy over and over, it's because nightmare is never over. It's never done. So I think it's a great continuation of a villain that there is no end. You cannot kill Freddy. They can try. They can think they did when they can't. Because he's dead already. He's only in your nightmare. And that's when he always coming up in the nightmare. And he feel himself in fear. So that's why I say it's a great movie that they can keep making. They can keep making.
So this is your number one of all time horror movie, right?
Yeah, because I believe that is a type of movie that can never end. It's like you can keep making it, you know. I know they make lots that is I heard that's so shitty. I mean, you know, but I mean just the idea, somebody that take that and continue to keep to make Freddy's movie can make a great movies. They just need to know how. Yeah. You know, take this idea and make Terrify. Like yeah, we talk about Evil Dead. Like they take to make a remake, but they make it good.
And the remake was trash.
The Freddy?
Yeah.
I bet. Like I say, it all depends who they pick for acting, how they're gonna direct her, how they're gonna do.
The thing is, I was excited about the guy they picked. That Haley, no, can't remember his name. But I thought, oh, that guy's a good pick for him. But he just didn't fit with the role.
Yeah, you see, sometimes you have to know. And that's the problem sometimes with those remakes. Or they want to overdone or they overthink. I don't know. It's like, just keep simple. Like Freddy was simple, but was great. You know, like I said, the idea is you can keep making Freddy hundreds. Hundred of Freddy's Nightmare in Elm Street. Just a different type of scenes of the nightmares. That's the key. How are you going to make that more terrifying, more scary? Maybe the guy that directs the Evil Dead should take it. Because look like they did a good job.
But he just produced the remake. But so you're saying that the guy who directed the remake should do this one.
Yeah, should do the Nightmare on Elm Street. And, because look like the one you said that was no good. I don't see that one. I cannot judge. But since you say it was no good, so.
Speaking of the director of this film, Wes Craven, he's like, the thing that's great about him is he has, not all his films are great, but he's made classics. Like, first he made, you might not consider a classic, but it's really, really popular, is The Last House on the Left. Then he made The Hills Have Eyes.
I like those.
Then he made Nightmare on Elm Street. Then he made Scream, which is another big, huge, popular film. This guy, he kept making these films that got so popular.
Memorable.
Yeah. And those are like his big four. But and the rest are just like, okay. But with Wes Craven, he's dead now, but he made like four films that like horror fans love. So it's good on him.
Yeah, I know. So I think that David, come here. So let me introduce here my son David. He's gonna say about the Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger. Let me give to him to say something. So, what's your name?
David.
So David, do you love Freddy Krueger?
Yes.
So what do you think about Nightmare on Elm Street with Freddy Krueger?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. You like the movie?
Yeah.
You see 1, 2, 3, 4, or
How many Freddy Krueger movies you saw?
I saw one and two and three and the last one. Yeah, yeah. I didn't see number four or five or six or seven.
Like the last one?
No, I didn't see the whole thing. I just saw half. Yeah. Because a good shot in a canal. And my favorite part is in the last one. My favorite part in the last one where he is going on a map and it just goes everywhere in the car. Okay. Right, yeah, like he goes so wrong. Then he's sleeping. Yeah.
Okay, say bye-bye.
Bye. See?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, he's very excited. So, yeah, so this is a confession of a review of a 6 years old. Just a little tip, because he was asking me before, when you do the movie review for the Freddy Krueger's movie, I want to say something. So, okay, now go. Yeah. So, you, how much you rate, you say?
9.
9. I give 10 for Freddy Krueger.
Which would be like, among the classics, like my favorite film is Carrie, and I'll give that like a 9.5. So, it's like right there. It's close. It's just, they're all awesome to me.
I like Carrie too, but like I said, I can't take out of my mind Freddy Krueger. It's memorable, very deep in my mind. It's my baby childhood nightmare.
I love how it like just it makes you use your imagination, and even after the film, you're still thinking about it. It's an awesome film. Definitely, they don't make films like this anymore. That you really has such a great idea, and it transcends the film almost.
Look, I was so paranoid when I was a kid that I watched this movie. That one time, like I watched the movie, and then I have a nightmare, and when I wake up, I have a scratch in my arms. Right. And to the point that I was like, oh my gosh, that was Freddy Krueger that scratched my arms.
So you weren't afraid to watch this alone then when you were a kid?
No. And then I was like, maybe it's because I stopped watching Freddy Krueger. I need to rent again. Maybe he's upset at me. I was so silly. But I mean, your imagination is like, you know. And it was incredible. But the fact that I wake up and was thinking the scratch was Freddy, and my mother next day, how you scratch your arms? And I'm like, was Freddy Krueger? My mom, stop watching those scary movies. Why are you watching those scary things in the night? You having nightmares? And I'm like, that's good, mom. But anyways, I give 10 for Freddy.
All right, so that's our review then of Nightmare on Elm Street. Unless you have anything else to say,
I have to say that I know there's lots of fan of Nightmare on Elm Street, and I know is the flaws that have in this movie. Like every movie gonna have something. It's not always perfect, but the fact that whatever went right covered up the other parts.
Yeah, exactly. It does so much good that you have to forgive the stuff that it does bad.
Yeah, I'm watching Freddy right now here in my bedroom because I have the toy. So anyways, if you don't see this movie, you're missing it. You should go back, because I think even if it's the new generation now, even if the new generation see this movie, they'll like it too.
Yeah, definitely.
There's nothing to make them don't think that is a great, you know, and serial killer, freaky guy.
You didn't even mention that it stars Johnny Depp.
Yes, I know. Like, you know. And he's in this movie. He has some type of no very good personality. Like, you know, very, not very.
He's the Bruce Campbell of part one.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No, I'm saying like how Johnny Depp he'll show his personality later.
Yeah, so he was very like kind of like a those high school teenagers that want to be just in the background.
No, but he was fine, just not that noticeable as he became later in his career.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, let me mention something here. My son, you know, pay attention, because I buy him the Freddy Krueger toy because he likes it, and he put the shirt of Freddy's up, and he say, "Mom, why only Freddy's face and hands is burned? Why his chest look like a nice chest? His stomach so flat and nice. Why is no burn?" So he was asking, "Don't Freddy burn his whole body?"
It's because a lot of times those they just reuse the same bodies as like superheroes or whatever, and they put the heads of Freddy on it.
Yeah, I know, but they should burn everything, because now making my kids question, why have nice six pack here, Freddy? Why is no burn? So you have to burn the whole body, okay? Freddy is all burned. But anyways, yeah, guys, this is our review for the Nightmare on Elm Street Part 1. So stay tuned, because we're doing the whole series.
Okay.
So thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us in our Horror Movie Review Maniacs, where we have movie club every single week. And we have Movie Freaks Review, where we have other types of movies if you don't like horror. And what else we have, Bill?
We're also on Instagram and Twitter and this podcast.
Yes, and don't forget to follow us in our blog, because we have a blog where we pick a subject every single week and we talk about and discuss about. Sometimes it's a crime story or it's an adventure story, you know, happy, sad. It's something that politic that people, you know, was shocking for some people and some happy for some people, and may sometimes can be a motivation too. So follow us over there, because it's a very good blog. So thanks for listening. See you guys next time on the part 2 of Nightmare on Elm Street.
See ya.
Bye.